welcome to the Raging Bull Podcast. I'm your host, Ben Sturgill. Join me as I interview people from all walks of life who've built successful lives, self-made millionaires, entrepreneurs, traders, authors, and experts in their chosen fields. Discover the mindset and motivation to make successful people tick and learn new ways to apply these ideas, lessons, and successes to help you build your own success and live a better life. This week on the show, again, we have the infamous Nathan Bear, infamous for the 1,000% winners he's ripping off. I know he's had a couple more of those these past month. And what's more impressive than the percentage of these win gains is the fact that he's doing it with multiple children and dogs at home during a pandemic. So I'm impressed as a fellow father. Nathan Bear, welcome to the WealthWise Podcast.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Ben. Happy to be here, and it's a pleasure as always.
Well, how's it going for you, man? You know, I know we were talking a little bit before the show, but how many kids do you have at home? How many dogs do you have at home? And what are you doing to kind of keep it all together in the midst of the demands?
Well, the first trick to keeping it all together is you don't sleep, you miss meals, and you drink tons of Red Bull to keep yourself. No, I'm just kidding, of course.
Sounds very
healthy. That's what it feels like, right? I'm trying to not take my trading and my work too seriously right now. And what I mean by that is that I'm not trying to take trades just, you know, because the market's open, but I'm really trying to have the expectation that, you know what, Nate, like, you can't pile into this with 50 contracts. You know, maybe buy 10 and let's see what happens, because there's a good chance something's going to hit the market. It's going to move, and you're just not going to be around to do anything about it. So why put yourself at risk? You know, last year was a great year for me, but, you know, I mean, this year, I think that a lot of us with kids, we just get a pass. You know, it's not even just in trading, but in so many businesses and so many different industries. It's, you know, if you've got kids and they're home and you've got, what are you going to do, right? You've got to be there for your children. They're the most important thing. So everything else just kind of gets put on the back burner. And just accepting that has been hard. I'll tell you, it's been hard. But the more I've come to just accept that this is not going to be my best year in trading ever. You know what I mean? I'm not going to earn more than I did last year. It's helped mentally because, you know, as a trader, you just want to push. And I think just sort of taking a step back, taking a breath, and okay, all right, you know, 2020 is just about sort of learning what I can learn and doing what I can do within, you know, the limitations that the pandemic has set.
Mm. Well, what I like about your strategy is the fact that there is both that struggle that we just talked about, you know, having to manage our expectations, right? To manage the fact that we are in a pandemic. And so it's not an environment in some ways that kind of sets us up for as much focus and success as we'd otherwise like. And so I think that's wise to manage our expectations when it comes to the market and how we're doing. And yet, at the same time, I think people are afforded opportunities to have more time at home that in some ways allows them to learn something new, to grow in a particular way that they might not otherwise have had that opportunity to do if they have to drive off to a job every single day. And so I know there's been a lot of new members joining your services, Weekly Money Multiplier, LottoX, because they're experiencing for the first time, you know, this freedom's perhaps too strong of a word, but opportunity to be able to be in front of a computer at home, whether they have the same, and I say this lovingly, distractions that you and I do with children and family and dogs and other responsibilities. And so I'm curious, I know you've had a lot of new members join your service. Tell me, what do you feel like this situation affords people in terms of learning your service and learning what you teach people about just looking for setups, taking them and getting in and getting out?
Well, yeah, that's a good point. I think that there are a lot of people that are starting to look at the stock market and at perhaps trading options for the first time. And like you said, it's having this time at home, and a lot of people that have maybe spent, you know, 10 hours a day at the office, maybe they're now getting the same amount of work done in 4 or 5, right? Let's be honest. I mean, a lot of time is wasted in corporate offices, but maybe now they've got that extra time to look at the market and they're like, huh, you know, and they're finding this is cool. And maybe I could, you know, try and find somebody that's doing this and find a mentor. I know that's what happened to me. And they're finding that, you know, this is something that is possible, and looking at it for the first time, it's an exciting time. I don't remember where I heard it, but I heard that opening retail accounts is the highest level ever for new traders. So people are coming into E-Trade, TD Ameritrade, Schwab, and opening personal brokerage accounts at the highest rate in history. And I think that has to do with the market being volatile. It's in the news constantly. And also, like you said, the pandemic and having time at home and getting some time to do and look at different things.
Well, I love the fact that your story coincides with this, Nathan, right? Like, you can identify with the folks, you know, out there who want to learn something new. I mean, you know, you're a business owner, and in the midst of running your business, you set aside time during the day over a series of years to say, hey, I'm going to learn a little bit more. I'm going to grow a little bit more. I'm going to step into, you know, this class when this person's offering it. Like, you know, no matter what's happening in my life, I'm going to take this hour aside and I'm going to learn this. I love the fact that you even offer that to your members, right? I think it's every Thursday at 1 o'clock, like you're going to teach a 1 hour class on the setup. Talk about how important that is for people to prioritize growth in the midst of a time where it would just be otherwise easy to just kind of get by.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And for me, when I was learning to trade, that was paramount to me. It was getting that one-on-one time, not necessarily one-on-one time, but that time with my mentor while the market was open. And I cannot... You know, videos are great and reading books are fantastic and they have their place, but having that time where the market is open to sit and say, hey, this is what's happening in real time. This is what's happening today. This is what I'm doing with my money. These are the opportunities that I'm looking for. And sometimes it's as simple as saying, hey, you know what? This market stinks today, gang. I'm not touching this thing. You can have it. I'm going to go be with my kids. I'm going to go get something done around the house. Knowing sort of when to push the gas and when to then, you know, hit the brakes, so to speak. But the biggest thing I would say is just simply that, you know, when you get to see somebody trade live during market hours, you get it's the best way to sort of get inside their head. You can get so much more insight and information watching them review a chart and going over what they like, what they dislike, where they would buy it, where they think they're wrong, where they think their target is going to be, rather than just, hey, here's a text and yep, Nate's long, you know, SFIX again or whatever the ticker may be. It's, I think it's absolutely critical, especially for people that are new, to get in on that live training. And, you know, for those, you know, we all have priorities and obligations during the day. It's all recorded, of course, but being there live, if you can adjust your schedule, is a huge, huge advantage.
What I love about that, and what I think, you know, it's so important and would wholeheartedly agree, it's, you know, the best analogy I've ever heard is it's like someone asking you if you want to go play in a foursome, right? You've never played golf before. So over the weekend, you just read a bunch of books about golf. Right. You know, it's a lot different when you get out on the course and got to swing a club.
Absolutely right. And,
you know, same for the market. Well, let's transition for a second, talk about the market. We're in this weird place. You and I were talking about this beforehand, about this market that is, it's I don't know any other word than stupid, right? It just doesn't, I hate to use that word.
No, yeah.
I don't disagree.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense that we would be where we're at, other than the fact, you know, things that are kind of forcing it upward in the direction that it's going. And so I'd love to hear your two cents on why you actually think the market has recovered as strongly as it has, and why your strategy is uniquely suited for a market that is perhaps over elevated.
Yeah, well, I'll say two things on that. Number one is, yes, I think that the majority of people would agree that the market is, quote, too high or is being propped up. But at the same time, what I preach to people over and over and over and over and over and over and over again is that I am not fighting it. When the market turns, it will turn. And guess what will happen if I'm long when the market turns? It's a very simple thing that will happen. I will lose money. I will take my losses and I will either go to cash or I'll switch sides and start betting on the short side. But right now you've got the Fed pushing the market. You've got, you still have people that are getting blown up on the short side. I mean, everybody was short a month and a half ago. Everybody thought that it was the end of the world, right? The world is literally ending. And, you know, not only with the market, but with the coronavirus and people are, it takes time for that mindset to sort of shift. And I think a lot of what we see is shorts just every time the market it falls, you get shorts to pile in and they get their head ripped off. And every time the market dips, you've got people saying, hey, you know what? I'm buying this dip. And they buy the dip and it works. And again, at some point, it's going to end. It's probably not going to be pretty. But who knows? I mean, the market could rally another 30% before that happens, right? We don't know. So the thing that I try to teach people in my service is that watching the news and trying to make trades off of what you see in the news is like literally the last thing you want to do. So my entire system is built around simply identifying chart setups and acting on those setups. If you see a setup, you can define your risk fairly easily. You can define your target fairly easily, and you can then take action. And then everything else, you just tune out. You don't want to get into a trade and then flip it over to CNBC to see what they're talking about as far as what the market's going to do the next day or the rest of the day. It's immaterial. And somebody asked me this morning, said, hey, you know, you're trading SFIX here. And they had news this morning about laying off some workers. And I said, okay, what does that mean? What does that mean for the stock? And they're like, well, I don't know. I'm like, exactly. I don't know either. And nobody knows. SFIX is either going to go up or down. And what we have is a valid trade setup. So all I'm doing is identifying that valid trade setup and then putting my money into play, period. I'll either be right or wrong. And the outcome, and people hate it when I say this, I think, but the outcome doesn't really matter. What matters is that I found a setup and I followed my trade plan. Because over time, that is what's going to make you money in the market, not whether one setup works versus not working. Setup to setup, you know this just as well as I do, Ben. You can have the best looking setup in the world and it can fail miserably. And you can also take a trade sometimes, you're like, I probably shouldn't be in this thing. It's not quite acting well, but the setup isn't broken. And then it just magically seems to turn and go exactly where you thought it was going to go. And you're like, huh, I guess that's why they teach us to sort of stick with the setup. So that's exactly what I'm doing. And I'm just narrowing it down and trading a lot of 30-minute charts, a lot of 60-minute charts, finding setups, taking shots, you know, rinse and repeat over and over and over.
Well, that's the thing I like about your system. I think it's so important is that, you know, the charts dictate your actions, not your emotions, right? It's so easy in this to think this market doesn't make sense. We shouldn't be here. This is crazy. We got protests going on. We got a civil unrest. We got geopolitical tension between us and China. And for you, like you're able to block all that out and simply say, the chart shows this, so I'll do this. And when it does this, I'm out or I'm taking profit.
Exactly.
And when you can eliminate those factors, like that's why I've seen so many people have so much success in your service, because it's not emotionally based, or in some ways, to be fair, even reason-based when it comes to the market, because the market is not reasonable, right?
Yeah, you're right.
That there's that saying that it can stay unreasonable far longer than you can stay solvent.
That's right.
And so I love that setup. I love that you're doing it that way. And I love that your setups are so short in nature that whether, you know, you're not in this banking on a run until January, this could be a 2-day run. This could be an overnight run.
Exactly.
And you make your money. And so
there you go. Exactly right.
Talk to me about this last question I have for you. Talk to me about a recent trade you had. And I think I saw this right when you recently promoted your Lotto X service. Tell us about Lotto X and that trade you had like day one that made 1,000.
Yeah. Yep. That was in Twilio. And that was actually it's amazing that it worked out that way. We had the event in which I taught the setup, my 1,000% setup. It's a very specific setup, right? You don't just flip around and say, hey, you know what? Facebook is trading. I think I'm going to go for 1,000% in Facebook. It almost never happens. But there is a very, very, very specific set of circumstances that when they come together, you have the potential for these 1,000% monster gains, right? So I was teaching that setup on like I think it was a Tuesday. Maybe it was a Monday or Tuesday. And the following day, I'm looking through and I'm like, wow, look, here it is. This trade is showing up. And I didn't know if it was going to work, of course. But I put it out in my morning email before the market opened and said, hey, look, gang, we have a potential 10X setup here. I'm going to take a shot. This is what I'm going to do. I let my members know sort of what I was going to buy before the market opened. Sure enough, we got long right at 9:30 when the market opened. I think it was the same day the trade hit 1,000%. The next day, I ended up taking it off somewhere over 1,000, I think maybe 1,300. But it went to 2,000% the following day. So it's just an incredible, incredible trade setup. And it was just really fun. I mean, you're right. Like the first trade out of the gate after the promotion, and it went for 1,000%. So I think that sort of had a lot of people thinking, wow, I mean, this is actually something that does happen. Because, you know, if I'd never heard of this trade setup, I'd probably have a little bit of skepticism, right? Yeah, sure.
Sure.
This guy goes for 1,000% wins, right? Okay. But then, you know, the first trade out of the blocks was went for 1,000% plus. It was pretty wild.
I love that because it sounds like something out of a bad, you know, marketing campaign that everyone just hears and says, sure.
Yeah.
And then your first trade in the service, everyone's like, wait, what?
Yeah. And the funny part is
the next day, because you know, there's a couple members who are just greedy and they're like, I'm holding for 1500.
Yeah. Oh, totally. Oh, there's some people that I saw it, but I didn't chase it. I wish I told you before the market opened, gang, I can't make it any easier than that.
Yeah,
that's true. It's really funny, but it was great. It was a lot of fun.
Well, let me close our time with two questions. One, what is one piece of advice you would give traders right now in this market at this time? And then two, how do people find out more about you, about what you're doing, about your setups, and how would they learn in the same way that you taught yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. So the two pieces of advice, number one, I would say is just there is one characteristic that successful traders have. And that is, every one of them has it in common. Every single successful trader that I know personally has this characteristic in common, and that is patience. And that is something that I run seriously short of at times, but it's like a skill. It's like, welding or, playing basketball or playing golf. It takes actual work. You don't just either have patience or not. It is something that you can actually actively work on during the day. You can do it by breathing a certain way. You can do it by scheduling breaks in your trading or scheduling trading in your life, right? But you have to actually practice being patient. It isn't something that you just wake up and have. And it's easy to be patient when you're watching Netflix or you're watching Hulu and there's a commercial, right? Or, hey, you know what? I've got to go do this for my kid real quick. Let me pause my show. But it's different having patience when you have money on the line. The set of emotions that are present when you've got your money in the market is totally different than in pretty much any other part of your life. Right there, you probably just heard me. I do this all the time, and I have to actively remind myself, breathe, Nate, breathe. Slow down. Stop clicking the mouse. Stop frantically trying to find the next trade. Just breathe. And I think that would be the biggest thing that I could say. It's easy, something that everybody can do. You don't need a math degree. You don't have to read a book on how to be patient. You just breathe. Okay, slow it down, right? And then the second thing that, if you want to learn more about anything that I'm doing, I have a couple of different services. Number one, Weekly Money Multiplier. You sort of get everything that I do. You get my day trades. You get my swing trades. You get my spread trades. I trade stock, options, futures in that service. And then, of course, Lotto X, which is basically I am going after very high percentage returns. 100% is usually our sort of target. And we're going after those every day. I mean, every day. I think today I've alerted 3 or 4 trades. Yesterday was 3 or 4. We flip. Basically, with Lotto X, it's so much fun because we identify a setup. We get in within usually 24 to 48 hours. We're flipping it out for gains, hopefully, usually for gains. And we're going and looking for the next setup. And it's just this rinse-repeat attitude. And we don't put a ton of money, or I don't put a ton of money into any one trade. And it's just, I'm just spreading my bets, Ben. Some are bets on calls, some are bets on puts, just spreading them around and just sort of see what hits. But the cool thing is we've got this wonderful edge. The setup is so well-defined. And then we just do that one thing over and over and over and over again. So I've got, me and the people I trade with here, a lot of them in the elite room, we're all sort of looking around like, hey, Nate, check it out. I think there's a Lotto X setup on Tesla here. I think there's a Lotto X setup on TTD here. And we just, man, that you're darn right. Let's get it. And we just, boom, we jump in or I jump in and usually quickly I'm paying myself and moving on to the next one. It's a lot of fun.
I love it, man. I love the simplicity of it. I love the structure of it. I love that it's really caters to people to kind of overcome their emotions in trading, which can be so difficult to do.
Right.
And man, you've had so much success with it. So my encouragement to you, man, keep it up. Keep doing it. Even with the kids and the dogs and all. I know a lot of people are loving it, and it's been great talking to you, Nate.
Yeah, Barris. You too, man.
Thanks so much for your time, man.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. Talk to you soon.
Well, that's a wrap for this episode. Thanks for listening. I invite you to visit RagingBull.com/podcast. That's RagingBull.com/podcast. To discover more episodes and to learn more about people who have created, built, and live successful lives. Also remember to subscribe to one of Raging Bull's newsletters. Join me on the next episode as we share more stories from our guests on the wisdom behind wealth and how they built their own success. Raging Bull Podcast is brought to you by RagingBull.com, helping traders succeed through education, resources, and where you can watch real traders make trades. Raging Bull, learn to trade. We'll show you how.